Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of CUTV News. And yes, this is your host, Jim Masters. A pleasure to have you with us today. It is 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, June 12, 2017. And we appreciate your making us a part of your day. We get such incredible feedback from our thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners all across the United States, Canada, and globally, who tell us they enjoy listening to our shows, but they also learn from our guests and from our conversations, that they also pick up invaluable information, tools, resources on how to make their work environment, their relationships, their human experience so much richer, better, more positive, different perspectives on life from the guest experts we feature exclusively here on CUTV News Radio. We're excited to continue our conversation with Dr. Mariam Marad of Movement is Blessed. Yes, Movement is Blessed is a wonderful organization. It's a program. It's actually a program where she has developed this specific exercise technique to improve circulations in patients. So it's a specialized program that's been custom created and custom tailored. You know, because when it comes to our health, sometimes the simplest thing is the best thing. Less is more. Dr. Mariam Marad has been recognized by CUTV News as an empowered entrepreneurial woman for her Movement is Blessed program, again, where she has developed that specific exercise technique which improves the circulation in patients. Movement is Blessed is a very old, very ancient saying, says Dr. Marad. The simplest thing is always the best thing. You start with the toes and work your way up. The technique, originally developed for Dr. Marad's bedridden mother, who recovered from both back and heart-related illnesses, is a very simple method of exercise based on small movements. These small movements help activate the body's circulatory system to encourage the flow of blood throughout the body and eliminate metabolic waste, germs, and toxins. Now, Dr. Marad's program is primarily for seniors, especially those who are less active or mobile. Dr. Marad believes poor circulation increases the risk for a wealth of health-related issues. Now, according to Dr. Marad, we need to get back to a more holistic understanding of the body. As a student of medicine, Dr. Marad has been able to reconnect some of these ideas with other physicians, not only just looking to advance their different perspectives, but to become more and more specialized. Dr. Marad says that she's always been interested in more natural approaches to medicine. She says that, they're an arthritic family, and arthritis affects people in such a way that it takes time for your joints to align before you can even take steps. Well, the technique developed allowed her mother to really feel so much better and to function and be ambulatory. Really incredible, isn't it? There's thousands and thousands of people who are bedridden, thousands of people who are in pain, thousands of people who are home not being able to get out, not to enjoy life and enjoy the beauty and riches that life has to offer because of physical pain, because of not being able to have the stamina that they once had. So this is revolutionary. This is very, very exciting, cutting-edge work that Dr. Marad is working on. I'm going to have the pleasure soon of interviewing her personally in our television studio as well, And I tell you, I really can't wait to see some of these exercise techniques and to really discuss all of this with her further. But live right now on our radio show, let's take a moment to welcome Dr. Murad back to CU TV News Radio as we're continuing our series with her today. Doctor, welcome back to the program. It is so wonderful to have you with us today, and we thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, thank you for having me, and I welcome all your listeners and hope to make a difference.
Oh, absolutely, and I tell you, it sounds like you have been for a long, long time. When I was doing research and preparation for the show, and looking at notes and scripts and your website and all wealth of information, as I usually do, I've been really fascinated by the work that you do, and I applaud you for the work that you do, because you are, and I love this when we have guests on our show, and they're people who really, really go the extra mile, who really care, who really pick fields of endeavor that leave a lasting impression, that really change people's lives for the better. For those who might not be familiar, and perhaps maybe they didn't hear the first episode of our broadcast, can you review for us again what Movement is Blessed actually is, what the technique is, how it works, and perhaps why does it work as well? Again, for listeners who may be joining us this week for the very first time who are tickled by what I'm saying about your work.
Yes, of course, my aim is to educate the other person. And science is like so complicated. And as soon as you mention the word science, people will tell you, it's very difficult. I don't have a science background. So this is, my program is for you, the average person with no science background, with no exercise background, because we have families. And, you know, health affects us all, no matter what age, what race, wherever we are in the world. We're affected by health, and generally it's our parents. You know, the younger ones are a little bit more active, and we tend to become less active. We don't run around, we don't jump, we don't swim. Our activities sort of settle down in taking care of the kids or jobs. So we develop a little bit sedentary lifestyle, and that's modernization. Remember the cave age person? His dad used to run with a spear to hunt the food, and now we just drive down to the grocery store and pick it up off the shelf. So our fathers, they don't get that exercise. And we're really geared to exercise. And so this actually is a program for all those people that do not exercise. I made it for my mother, and my mom, she never had tennis shoes. You know, we're an arthritic family, and this was my mother's exercise. My mom would sit for the longest time and wait for the other person to leave the room before she would get up. And the longer you sit, the less mobile your joints are, the stiffness increases. So when you get up, it's not a smooth movement. You know, you have to get up, you have to align the bones, you have to hold on to something next to you. It takes a minute for you to start taking your first step. And she used to do this program, which I made specially for her, and she would do these exercises once, and she would actually stand up and walk. So it changed her life completely. And it works phenomenally, because when you look at the legs, the joints, they're just bone and muscle. So if your bones have some trouble, arthritis, well, strengthen the muscle. That's your bandage, your natural bandage. So I have made this, it's the whole body's movements, you know, it's all the body's movement put together, the natural motion of the body, and it requires nothing. And it's your muscle strength to your bones, and it works beautifully. You know, we're a miracle of science. Our bodies are a picture of perfection. It's the best artist, I tell you. And this is giving hope to lots of people who have lost the ability to go to the gym. I mean, the gym is like a single scene. Not even office people, they go to the gym. I mean, gym, you have to be like physically fit to show up there. And so as you get older, you start taking things like walking. It's a family event. You go out for a jog or a swim, a different activities like that. And this exercise is for those days that you are not able to exercise and you don't get to the gym. I say, well, the gym is inside of you. Why don't you learn to use the internal gym? And like, really, I can. I say, yeah, sure. Because if you look at the bird, see, a bird flies And the airplane is designed according to the bird because the airplane is intended to fly. If you look at the gym, look at all the gym equipment. All of that equipment is designed according to our joints. It's our bodies. So we're sort of dependent on the gym, whereas the gymnastics, you know, all the gym equipment, all the fitness equipment, all the exercise, all those machines you see there, they are designed according to our bodies. And it's ironical that we're dependent on the gym and the gym is designed after us. So I tell people, well, why don't you use your internal gym? And this is exercise for everybody that doesn't own tennis shoes. So here we're coming around to Father's Day, and this is the best exercise. And I remember there was this Cosby show once, and where he pulled out all the things that his children had gotten him for Father's Day. There's a tie with a giraffe on it, and there's a hat that illuminates, and there's something else you put in your pocket, and the water comes out of it. You know, all these colorful gifts that we like to give. Children like color, they like light, but I don't think Dad's going to wear that giraffe tie to the office. And so, you know, now looking at all these economic conditions, and everything has gone up, education, cost of living, cost of health care, everything has gone up, and everything has a dollar sign attached to it. And I want to put exercise as a family affair and take the dollar sign off of love and care. And I'm teaching everybody now for Father's Day the first one exercise of my program, and it is called a Tozercise. And it's one exercise which acts like a workout, and it's an entire workout. And how the body works is, you know, just to say a few words on it, the toe muscles actually go to the knees. So when you lift up your toes, those lines you see on top of the foot, those are your toe muscles. So it works as one unit from the knee down. The entire body works as one functional unit. And I teach you the first part of it. And this is what you could do for your dad. And if you look at the body, it's supported on the foot. You know, the entire body rests on your feet. So, of course, the brain is more important, but the foot is equally important because the whole body is supported by you, you know, the foot. So your foot is strong. It will support your body weight. It will move. And this is the basis of my mom's arthritic program, because if the foot takes your body weight, your feet are strong to support you. You can take your step. You can walk.
I tell you, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. Sometimes we don't realize, I guess, how important all of this really, really is, because we get so involved in our own lives and all the things we have to do. And it's really about being able to not just get out of bed or to get off the couch or to get away from the desk. With so many of us are either in our cars and traffic, or we're sitting at the desk in that unusual position on the computers all day long now, because we're in such a technologically focused society. We're not moving as much as we once did. You don't see a lot of people outside playing anymore. They're all, you know, exercising their thumbs and their fingers on the cell phone and on the computer keys. And have you noticed, Doctor, with the advent of technology advancements and with computers, social media, and all these wonderful things that we have at our disposal, an increase in illnesses or situations where people are stuck in their own world on these devices, and they're not getting, they're not only communicating in person with people, which we all need to fill our heart and soul and mind, but at the same time, we're not getting off away from the computer, away from the cell phones, away from the technology, and getting out there and getting fresh air and breathing and riding a bike and moving physically. Have you noticed an increase in various issues happening as a result of all that, not just with seniors, but really with all age groups?
I tell you, I'm a positive person. I like to look at the positive aspect and encourage. You know, that's what my parents did. They provided us a constant source of encouragement. And we live in this world, and this is a lifestyle now. We have to have our cell phone. And we have to have that tablet. We have to, you know, lifestyle has changed, and everything is at our fingertips. You know, that's what we move, our fingers. We don't really move our body. We sort of like, it's how we live. So and if we look at the body is ageless. We have had the same body since we stepped on earth. You know, you look back into history, the Romans, the Egyptians, Middle Ages, us, we have the same systems. You know, our basic science, we have the circulatory system, digestive system, muscular system. All the systems are the same. The skeletal system of our foot is the same for the Egyptians, Romans. You know, it's been over the years. So we change, and our life has changed, our lifestyle has changed over the last 100 years, and I'm sure in the next 100 we'll see another change. But rest assured, the body functions are the same. So the heart beats. I mean, so the heart will beat 100 years ago and today, and man in the future will still have the heart beating, and the blood will flow, and exercise is real essential. And people actually misunderstand the concept of exercise. Exercise is not only for muscle building. You know, of course it looks good, you have a good physique, good posture, it's attractive, all the front covers of these magazines, they're physically fit people, so definitely the visual appeal is there. But exercise is the best and most essential form of the body, how it connects itself. You see, you can compare your house to your body. In your house, you have different rooms, and you walk through. You got the living room, the dining room, the study, the kitchen, all the rooms you have to walk through. So in your body, you have different organs. You know, you got the brain, you got the heart, kidney, liver, spleen, all so many different organs. And what connects them all is the blood vessels. So the heart beats and the blood flows through all these blood vessels, and this is how all the organs are connected, and this is how the body functions. So we call it exercise. We have to move the blood flow inside. So you move the outside to move the inside. So if you're slow on the outside, well, the inside sort of slows down also, and the inside cannot slow down. You know, you can sit physically all day and sort of be relaxing or working or on vacation or, you know, however you want to name it, but on the inside, whether you're on vacation or whether you're working or whether you're shopping or how old you are, your organs are functioning, your brain is functioning, your heart is functioning, your lungs are functioning, everything is functioning, and it needs to be cleaned. So when blood flows, the bad blood goes out, the good blood comes in, and with every heartbeat, it's a natural detox. So it cleans you, and at the same time, it brings in the nourishment from the food you eat. So circulation is very, very essential, and exercise gets the blood to flow actively. So very simple, but very essential. And this is what I teach people, the basics. And when they understand, oh, okay. And if you just do the one exercise, which I teach everybody. So if you don't do anything, just do one basic exercise, which is toesercise, and it covers a quarter of the body. Can you imagine one exercise that covers a quarter of the body? And the best thing is somebody can do it for you. I mean, what better? You don't sweat. There are no side effects. It's all natural. And all you got to do is stick your put out, and the kids do your toe exercises. Very simple, very effective. And for Father's Day, actually, all your audience, all your viewers that are listening, I would like to introduce this one concept of toesercise. It's one exercise that functions like a workout, and it has no gadgets, no supplements, nothing is sold to you. It's an educational program, so I teach you the natural movements of the body, and it works phenomenally. And coming up for Father's Day, I would actually like all the children to get this program and do this for your dad, you know, especially if your dad doesn't exercise, he doesn't get to the gym, and if he's taking regular medication, even more so, because you need to get the blood to flow, and that's what cleans him on the inside. He'll sleep better, his digestion improves, mental clarity, everything, all of his organs will get blood flow, so the bad blood will go out, all the organs are functioning. So they produce a metabolic waste. You know, everything that functions produces some waste, which you throw into the trash can. And then some way it has to be removed, and that's blood flow. So very simple, but very effective.
Really, really. You're so enthusiastic and so well-versed and so passionate, Doctor, about all of this. I know how excited you are for wanting to touch people's lives. Where do you think that inspiration comes from? Your desire to want to make people's lives better, happier, healthier. What do you think that comes from?
It comes from my parents, actually. They were just great charity workers, and we grew up doing a lot of charity work, and it was for the children. My father, he had this inspiration. He had this dream of making this institution for children, you know, a scholarship for intelligent children. And my mother used to go, my parents went great lengths to do charity work for needy children. So we grew up with our parents in their charitable causes. And this program, actually, I made it for my own mom. I mean, she was hospitalized in the ICU, and I used to put my finger under her nose, and she's still there. You know, you don't trust all those gadgets there. She's still there. She's breathing. And I tell you, a house out of order, a body out of order, the first thing you want to do is you want to clean. You know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And I tell you, you know how fast it works the first time. It's like you exercise, you sweat, you turn on a vacuum cleaner, right there it will clean wherever you move it, it cleans. And so this is what happens inside. You need to clean. So it's not about adding more medicine. It's not about having a second consultation. It's not about getting more supplements. You can see what happens is people have breakfast and they have their medicine, their supplements, and they sit and lunch comes around. So we have lunch, then more medicine, supplements. And then, you know, you have, so you're basically sitting the whole day. People, they jog in the morning or they jog in the evening or go to the gym in the evening. So our exercise is really not sufficient. And your body is with you. You know, the ironical thing is your body is with you. So I want everybody, every child to learn this. You know why I'm so passionate about teaching children, especially with the number one condition? When I was doing this 3-4 years back, one of my friends, she's a principal of a private school, and she says that, well, this sounds very interesting. Why don't you come? We're having a teacher's educational day, and why don't you come and talk about it? So I went, and then you know what she told me? She said that we had this one girl, and she came in the morning, and she went missing, and she was found hiding behind a poster, and of course, you get sent to the principal's office, and she asked her, you know, what happened? And she said that my parents are always arguing. My mother wants my father to go to the doctor, get the checkup, and he doesn't. And do you know that day, that evening, the girl's father, he had a sudden heart attack and he passed away. And this girl was like fifth, sixth grade. You know, she wasn't even in high school. And you lose your father and you lose your bread earner. And my goodness. So I told her that in your school, I want every child to learn how to do the toe exercise. It's not just wiggling the toes. It's precise movements. It's in detail. And you want to do this for your dad. It doesn't cost anything. It's, and he could be sleeping, you know, he could be sitting watching his news, and you do this for him and you feel the difference. It's like you clean your house and nobody has told you that we just vacuumed, and you walk in and it smells fresh. You open a window, gosh, clean house. So this is, you clean your body, gosh, it's more livable.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an amazing technique that you're teaching, Doctor, and I know you've mentioned the feet as a good point to start, understanding that all of this is really based on small movements of the body itself. You've pretty much simplified it for everybody. We're talking with Dr. Mariam Marad of Movement is Blessed. Now, is there a quick little tutorial for our listeners, maybe one thing that we can do even right now, like when we're watching TV or we're at our computers or what have you, something that you can share right now with our audience that they can apply almost immediately as maybe a little sampling of your techniques?
Yeah, sure. You know, I teach everybody. Even if your children are very small, even 5-year-olds, 3-year-olds, you start with your toes. And so many bones, so many toes, so much to do, so many movements. So you don't have to do it all. And it's teaching them long-time caregiving, you know, family caregiving. And you start them young, and they all want to buy a present. So this is the best present. So even if a 3-year-old does just one movement, and that's your big toe, it's easy to hold, and just holds mom's toes and moves it up and down, it feels good. And do you know where the muscle comes from? That muscle goes from the tip of the toe to the knee. Can you believe that? When you lift your big toe up, that muscle goes up till the knee level. in the front. And when you bend your toe down, the muscle goes from the tip of the toe up under the foot, up back of the leg till the back of the knee at the knee level. I mean, you know, these are really long muscles, and people don't realize this. And really, people, when I talk about, I sort of start in a systematic manner from the toes and then all the movements. And so you start, this is the first chapter, first part that moves of the body are the toes. And people look at me real funny and say, are you sure toes are important? Isn't the brain more important? I say, do you know what? The brain has a specialized circulation, and the clots that they get stuck in the brain, where do you think the clots come from? They come from the feet, the toes. That's where the slow circulation is. And really, honestly, and they travel in the body, and wherever they get stuck is where you have your symptoms. So if you kept the blood moving, it wouldn't get stuck. It's like flowing river. You know, flowing river never develops any clots because it's flowing. And as soon as it stops, then everything, all the settlement, everything, all the sediments, they start to settle down. So we work the same way.
Wonderful. That's amazing. Really is, again, incredible how simple all of this approach really, really is. I, like you say, you know, the feet are really a good beginning point. Where else? Our fingers, our hands, moving our neck around. I mean, all these areas, we a lot of us tend to just deal with certain things. Oh, okay, I'll live through that pain, or I'll live through that. And I'll, like you say, I'll take just a quick medicine, a pill, or because we are in a very overprescribed society. You're really looking for more of a holistic, natural way you approach things, right?
This is something that your children can do for you. Of course, the medicine is there. That's more specialized treatment, and everybody's looking for home remedies. You know, what else can I do? Well, this is something very simple, no side effects, all natural. And again, talking about Father's Day, of course, this is what a child can do for the father. But there's a huge group of foster kids. You know, foster kids are even more special. They think of their foster parents as even more than what kids think of their father. And so this is especially good for foster kids. If you want to do something for your parents, adoptive parents, this is the best because it doesn't cost anything. And you know, kids don't really come with a job. You know, I mean, like, I personally believe that children shouldn't really be having jobs or thinking about money because it offsets. And this is why all the credit system, you know, you need to take the dollar sign off the love thing. So when you're doing something for Father's Day, it should not have a dollar sign attached to it. It should be a simple act of pure love. And doing dad's foot exercise, that's what it is. You can do it on Father's Day. You can do it on Mother's Day. You can do it on any day, Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know, you can do it for your parents. And then there's another huge group I work with. It's called Grandparents Raising Grandchildren. I mean, huge. In Texas alone, I'm down here in Texas, 1 million families are being raised by grandparents. Can you believe that? And so this is absolutely essential to do for your grandparents. So this is one gift which doesn't take anything, and it gives so much. It makes them feel good. It's their exercise. It's natural wellness. Very essential. So look into this.
Absolutely. Speaking of looking into this, I encourage folks to go to your exceptional website, which I've been perusing and looking at myself, Doctor. The website is movementisblessed.com. Again, movementisblessed.com is the website to learn more about these amazing techniques and ways that you and your loved ones and family and friends can really increase circulation, get back to good health, and not be plagued with health-related issues due to poor circulation and things of that nature. Dr. Marie Moret, thank you so very much for joining us on the show today. It was a real honor and pleasure, and looking forward to speaking with you again soon. And I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, Doctor.
Thank you so much. And everybody out there, for Father's Day, do consider doing his toe exercises. It's so simple, and it's at your fingertips.
Absolutely. Good thing to leave them with. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. I'm Jim Masters, your host. This is CUTV News Radio. For the entire CU TV News team, we thank you for joining us. More great shows coming up right here, so don't go anywhere. But for now, thank you very much for joining us. Have a great day.